The Food and Drug Administration is reviewing the safety of the abortion pill, mifepristone. That's according to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who shared the memo this week in a letter to Republican attorneys general. On Monday, California Attorney General Rob Bonta pushed back. He issued a joint statement defending the drug safety and warning against political interference in FDA decisions. The review follows pressure from Republicans who called on the agency to restrict or even pull mifepristone from the market. Kennedy, in June, asked FDA Commissioner Martin McCary to examine what he called the, quote, latest data on the drug. But much of that data comes from the Ethics and Public Policy Center, a conservative Christian think tank. Their report claims that nearly 11% of patients suffer serious complications within 45 days of taking mifepristone. But medical experts have challenged those findings. Speaking to CBS News, Dr. Celine Gounder, an American physician and medical journalist, points out that other research shows the risk is far lower.
The authors are not medical professionals. The study was not reviewed by experts in the field. This was not published in a scientific publication. And I think also importantly, they did not reveal the sources of their data or their methodology.
Mifepristone has been used for more than 25 years and is currently the most common method for early-term abortion care in the United States. Attorney General Rob Bonta said the decision to re-examine access to this medication was made in response to a, quote, scientifically baseless letter and ignores decades of research that proves mifepristone is safe and effective, close quote. Bonta continued by stating if access to mifepristone is challenged, that California would take action to protect it. But experts warn it could have sweeping impacts, even in the Golden State.
This Health and Human Services Department is dangerous.
That was Planned Parenthood of Northern California spokesperson Christian Garcia.
The moment the federal government makes any kind of decision that says that, you know, MIFI is no longer accessible, that's going to, you know, put a pause here in California as well, because we wouldn't have access to that medication.
And while Attorney General Bonta says he's committed to defending and preserving California's access to reproductive health care, Planned Parenthood says they also have a plan B.
Misoprostol regimen is the other medication that's used along MIFI. It is what the world uses everywhere else. And so it's safe to use, and we'll, you know, pivot to that if we need to. But our hope is that, as we've seen before, there's no legal standing for MIFI to be overturned. I think these are just efforts to try to create chaos and distract. But we're going to do everything we can to fight if we need to.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kennedy and the FDA Commissioner Martin McCary say the review is underway, but did not disclose when it would be complete. Depending on the outcome, access could be limited, making the drug harder to obtain through telehealth or mail, or restricting prescriptions to doctors only, rather than nurse practitioners or physician assistants who are currently authorized to prescribe it. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.